Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913, 1914, page 1720 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. I met Jimmy at the BX66 4th National Bank corner at 1:30 Monday afternoon, and he said we were 30 minutes too early, that Mr. Kelly would not be there until 2 o'clock. We waited around until 2 o'clock and went up to the Kimball House to a room the number of which I do not recall. Jimmy knocked at the door, and a man I did not know opened the door and invited us in. After we got inside, Jimmy introduced the man to me as Mr. Kelly from Chicago. This man asked me to have a seat and told me he was a press agent and that he wanted a statement from all of the state's witnesses in the Frank case. I told him to go to the courthouse and he could get my statement. He said that would not do. It would have to come from the witness's own mouth and have his own signature to it before his house would receive it. During the conversation, he said, Barrett, what do you do? I told him I was a machinist. He says, I have a brother who is the master mechanic at the Southern Railroad shops. I might get you a good job at Hutchinson, Kansas. I know the people there. He asked me if I was a married man, and I told him I was. He said, Barrett, do you know that I am the man who caught the murderer of Pearl Bryant in Newcastle, Pa? In discussing the blood spots, which I testified I found in the penoil factory, he said, when you found that spot, it was only a white spot. He asked me if that wasn't all I knew about it. I told him that when I found it, the white spot was mixed with blood, and he replied, I didn't know that. He tried to keep it uppermost in my mind that he was writing a book, and he said, if you let me win this point, you will be rewarded with enough money to get you a handsome house and lot. At this time, we were talking over the spots, and whether they were just white spots or had been mixed with the white. This man said to me, Barrett, I believe you think I'm trying to trick you. He added, if I were to put down a lie and send it to my house, they would write back down here and say, Burke, what in the hell? Then he stopped without finishing the sentence, for he saw he had given himself away. I thought I was talking to a Mr. Kelly from Chicago, but I afterwards found out that this man, O.W. Burke, formerly a special officer for the South,